Today we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Klayim. Today we're doing parak Aleph, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. And the Mishnayos are just going to continue to list different pairs of plants that are not Klayim with each other because they're considered to be part of the same family. I don't really have much to say on these Mishnayos other than to just read the translation of these different types of plants. So, ha kishus v'amalafafon, enim Klayim zebezah. A cucumber and a Kirby cucumber are not Klayim with each other. Rabbi Yehuda omer Klayim, but Rabbi Yehuda says that they are in fact Klayim with each other. Chazeres v'chazeres galim, lettuce and mountain lettuce. Ulshin v'ulshe sada, chicory and wild chicory. Krishim v'krishe sada, leeks and wild leeks. Kuzbar v'kuzbar sada, coriander and wild coriander. Chardel v'chardel mitzri, mustard and Egyptian mustard. Delasa mitzri v'armutza, Egyptian gourd and the ember gourd. Upala mitzri v'acharev, the Egyptian bean and the carob bean. Enam klayim zebezah. All of these things are not klayim with each other. Then Mishnah Gimel goes on to continue to list pairs of plants that are not klayim with each other. Halefes v'anoflitz, a turnip and a radish. They're considered to be very similar to each other because they have very similar types of leaves. That's what the Bartanura writes. Who means sinon? It's a type of radish. Well, all of domim la'ale halefes, and the leaves of this radish are similar to the leaves of a turnip. Hilkach lo have a klayim, and therefore they're not going to be klayim with each other. V'hakruv v'hatrovsor, the cabbage and wild cabbage. Hatrodim v'haluunim, spinach beets and sorrels is the translation in Art Scroll, which is something that's similar to a beet, apparently. They are not klayim with each other, but obviously they are klayim with anything that's in any of the other categories. Hosef Rabbi Akiva, then Rabbi Akiva added hashum vashumanis, garlic and wild garlic, habatzel vabetzaltzul, onions and wild onions, hatormus vapaloslos, Egyptian lupine and wild lupine, enum klayim zebzeh, that all of these things are not klayim with each other. So it's interesting, it says Hosef Rabbi Akiva. So normally you'll have Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, Amar Hosef Rabbi Akiva means that Rabbi Akiva saw this list and he thought that it was an incomplete list, and you need to add three more items on the list that are not klayim with each other, which means, the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos writes, which means that the Tanakhama holds that we should not have these items on the list. That this is, it's not just Rabbi Akiva noticed a few more things that should go on the list, it's that Rabbi Akiva's in disagreement with the Tanakhama in that the Tanakhama thought that these items don't belong on the list, and Rabbi Akiva thinks that these items do belong on the list. So to summarize, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel is just continuing the list of items that are similar enough to each other that they are not klayim when you plant them together with each other. Once we have an opportunity, because it's we didn't have much to say about this, a little bit of a background as we're beginning this Masechta. The entire Masechta is not going to be about Kilei Zra'im. We're also going to discuss Kilei HaKerem for several prakim in the Masechta. Then at the end of the Masechta, we're going to discuss Kilei Behema and Kilei Begadim, which is what we call Shatnis. But even within the world of Kilei Zra'im, there are many details. So what we've been discussing, all of the issues we've been discussing, is how do we classify what is a single species versus what is multiple species. But we never discussed exactly what the Isser is. So the Torah says that you're not allowed to plant different types of species of grains, beans, vegetables together, or grafting part of one plant onto another plant if they're from different species with each other. Planting a mixture of these types of things is something that's unique to Zra'im, as we'll see in the next few Mishnayos, does not apply to trees. By trees, only grafting is going to be a problem. It's also usher to plant one species right next to the other when the other's already growing, because it's we don't want it to, the different types of vegetables to mix with each other. So they have to be spaced far enough apart that you could see that they're different from each other. So the Mishnayos are going to talk about what exactly that means. Not only is it usher to plant klayim, it's also usher to maintain klayim, to allow it to grow. So if you have a different species somehow growing in your field together with your crop, you have to remove it. It would be a violation of maintaining klayim just to allow it to continue to grow. Any fruit that's produced from klayim seeds or from a graft that was not allowed, is mutter. You know, it's not going to be an iser. It's not going to be an iser hana'a. So those are the basics of Kilei Zra'im. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey.